This segment sponsored by Gary Jordan, financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. When you have the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. 2260 Oakmont Way, Eugene.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Final segment of Crunch Time for a Wednesday. That means it's time for the Crunch Exchange, brought to you by Gary Jordan, financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services. When you have the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Office is located at 2260 Oakmont Way in Eugene. Phone number 541-484-2444. So the Crunch Exchange, I'm going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports, give him a prospectus from those stories. He is going to tell us if he is buying or selling said prospectus. There's also a pending option. Steve, the Super Bowl is set. We have a matchup featuring two of America's sweethearts, the Patriots and the Eagles. Everyone on Earth, by the way, now forced with an impossible decision of which team to root for. This might be the Super Bowl with the most people rooting against both teams than we've ever seen before, but it is happening.
I am.
So we might as well talk about gambling. The line opened with the Patriots a 6-point favorite, which made them the biggest favorite since 2009 when the Steelers were a 7-point favorite over the Cardinals. The 6 points, by the way, immediately bet down to 5.5, then adjusted to 5. So, the prospectus, you buy or sell the Eagles a 5-point dog.
Actually, I'm taking Philly with the points. So
it's a hard sell.
That's a hard sell.
Now, many people my generation grew up playing the video game Tecmo Bowl. Super Tecmo Bowl is definitely superior, but that's beside the point. With the game's popularity never waning, despite the game not being around for several decades, there are still people who work at Nintendo who do stuff for Tecmo Bowl. They had some random arcade version released a couple years ago that wasn't good, but the point is, they did a Super Bowl simulation this year. The score, 16-10 Eagles, under 2 minutes left when Tom Brady gets the ball. Leads them into the red zone, threw a pass into the end zone that got batted down, and the Eagles won. The prospectus, any chance there are only 26 combined points in this Super Bowl?
After the pass gets batted down, is there any truth to the rumor they're going to cut to Richard Sherman screaming and yelling about Michael Crabtree still?
Somebody throws a pass interference flag from the sideline.
Like in the Ohio State-Miami National Championship
exactly.
game. Any chance there are only 26 points scored in this game? Boy, that I said I like the
based on Tecmo Bowl.
The filthies and the under.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would be that easy.
It's a low number.
But what's Philly giving up? 17 total points so far in the playoffs. So maybe I tell you what, I don't want to be dismissive
buy,
of
there's
it.
There's a chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance. So what the hey, sell it. I buy it. Moron.
By the way, I love every time you do that line, it's a Dumb and Dumber reference, and you hate Dumb and Dumber. It's fantastic. Now to the best part of the Super Bowl, the prop bets. Let's go as rapid fire as we can here. So,
have I got myself into?
Post-game Gatorade color. 3-1 odds for orange or blue. There are three other colors it could be. You buy or sell orange or blue.
Isn't it always that? Because although I only drink red when I go Gatorade, so I'll buy orange or blue.
Rob Gronkowski, 24-1 odds that he will tackle someone after a play. Buy or sell?
Sell.
Tom Brady, 49-1 odds he will retire after the game. Buy or sell?
Sell.
Bill Belichick retires after the game, has 5-2 odds. Buy or sell?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Now you're thinking.
He's too annoying to leave just yet. I wish he would, but I'm going to sell that too.
Bill Belichick hoodie color, blue or no hoodie, has 3-2 odds. Buy or sell no hoodie for Bill Belichick.
It's the Super Bowl. Even this nitwit who dresses like he just, took a raft from some island to make it to the United States can't go. I'm going no hoodie, buy it.
Wait, so you're buying or selling no hoodie, so you're buying the no hoodie.
Yes.
Okay. Amount of times the Eagles' 17 years drought is mentioned is set at 2.5. Buy is over, sell is under.
Wait a minute. That the 17-year drought?
Yep.
For what?
Super Bowl?
To make it to the Super Bowl?
I got nothing. That's just what the odds said.
All right, read that again, because something's amiss.
Amount of times the Eagles' 17 years drought is mentioned is set at 2.5.
We have to dismiss the question.
That doesn't make sense because they were just in the Super Bowl recently.
They were in the 2005 Super Bowl.
Moving on. Odds ratings will be down from last year is 2-3 by yourself.
Oh, the TV ratings?
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy that.
Odds the term's greatest of all time is set at 1.5, the amount of times it's said by yourself.
Over.
Collinsworth is going to do that himself. Over is buy, under is sell, obviously. Still, there are some great Trump prop bets, including who he insults on Twitter during the game. Tom Brady, 1,000-1, no chance. Justin Timberlake is set at 99-1, he wouldn't dare. But the NFL as a whole is 3-4. Buy or sell that.
So during the game,
that he tweets,
Trump is going to tweet something negative about the NFL.
Correct.
I think even for this narcissistic nut bar, he's going to take a pass during the Super Bowl, knowing that half the country is watching the NFL. So I'm going to sell that.
Odds a player takes a knee during the anthem is 8-1 by yourself.
Sell. And I'll tell you, I don't care what your stance is.
Not the
don't want to do that in a week.
And the odds, as a finale, of there being a streaker is set at 5-1 by yourself.
First of all, I want to know who it might be.
Well, it'd definitely be somebody with something written on their back, like an advertisement or something.
All right.
That's what
you say. Or somebody who wants to make a lot of money by betting that there will be a streaker and then a streak.
I'm in a cell and just with the hopes of no streaking.
Thank you very much. Just all sorts of insanity so far when it comes to the NFL draft. Mel Kiper released his first mock draft. Much of the chatter beyond that also seems to be telling us that Wyoming's Josh Allen will be the first pick to the Browns. Now, we have all of the logic of 1,000 Suns backing the fact that Allen didn't play well against good teams in college and compiled all of his, frankly, subpar numbers against bad Mountain West teams. But a lot of momentum has him going at number one. And he has even said he wants to be the one to turn around the franchise. Yeah, good luck with that. The prospectus, the Browns have two picks in the top four. They use number one on Allen.
No, I'm going to sell that. This just is ridiculous. And by the way, he's, of course, saying he wants to turn the Browns around, meaning, please pick me number one. That sounds ka-chingy.
Give me that number one draft slot, please. So that's a sell, yeah?
Yeah.
Dame Dala is an all-star for the third time in his career, so Blazer fans can go ahead and just close that browser window with bomb-making directions on it. But there are a few fairly large omissions from this year's teams. Paul George, Chris Paul not included, Lou Williams, who has been incredible this year, averaging, I think, 25-5, Andre Drummond, who leads the association in rebounds, all not included. The biggest snub appears to be 9-time all-star Chris Paul, averages 20 points, 9 assists, 6 boards, and 2 steals per game. Then again, who would you take out? Lillard, Westbrook, Butler, Klay Thompson? The prospectus, Chris Paul should be an all-star.
Well, first of all, don't we have to go and look at the fact that he's also missed 15 games? That's got to come into play. Well, it comes into play for me. And by the way, I am not a believer in baseball, basketball, or NFL snubs. It's an exhibition. It doesn't matter that much. So I don't believe he deserves to be an all-star. Sell it. Or he'd be an all-star.
Hall of Fame.
Hey, now.
Inductees announce. Oh, God. Just shut it all down. Shut it all down.
That was a good run.
Yeah. Hall of Fame. Inductees were announced, and again, Bonds and Clemens were left out this year. Ken Rosenthal voted them in for his third straight year. His argument is that the Hall has already included suspected steroid guys like Bagwell and Piazza, and there's a blurry line enough with Bonds and Clemens because they never tested positive or were suspended for it that they should be included. So the prospectus, you buy or sell what Rosenthal's putting out there.
By the way, is it wrong that I don't care? As it's just, I have such contempt for both of them. If they're miserable and aggravated and not getting their due in the eyes of some, I'm all in just from a spite point of view.
Right.
So I sell anything anybody has to say good about either of them. And that is that.
Sure is.